Chapter 1. Barrett Boyd had seen some horrible things over the past month. First, the ghouls murdering Dawson. Then Dawson rising as a ghoul himself, forcing Harper to kill him a second time. Not to mention enough corpses to fill several cemeteries. Suffice it to say, this had not been a good couple of months. When the refugees had finally reached the edge of the Great Forest, he'd thought, stupidly, as it turned out, that the worst of the danger had passed. Instead, not long after nightfall, into camp walked four bald wizards dressed in gray, among them the son of a bitch that ordered Dawson killed. Despite the evidence before his eyes, Barrett didn't want to believe this was happening. When the priests of Brannock ordered everyone to keep their distance, Barrett hadn't argued. One of the few things he knew about wizards was that the smartest thing you could do was keep your distance and hope they didn't notice you. So far, that plan hadn't been working out for Barrett, since everywhere he went, he seemed to run into them. Of course, compared to how well the priests did fighting them, his strategy had been a roaring success. After a brief discussion with the prince, the boss wizard ordered everyone to stay still and silent. The "or else" didn't need saying, given the many red-eyed shadows drifting through the camp. Barrett didn't even bother trying to sleep despite his exhaustion. The unnatural chill from the wraiths left him shivering and weak. He ended up leaning back to back with Tobias and silently praying for something, anything, to get them out of this mess. His prayers went unanswered, and after the longest night of his life, the sun slowly rose. But before it did, the wraiths sank into the ground. It was like they were burying themselves. Pity they wouldn't stay buried.
"What do you think's going to happen now?" Tobias whispered.
Barrett hadn't the slightest idea, and didn't dare answer lest one of the wizards keeping watch hear him. Instead, he gave a silent shake of his head. The answer to Tobias's question came 15 minutes later when the head wizard strode into the center of camp. Beside him, one of the ghouls, an especially large and ugly one, held the prince by the neck, its claws just short of digging into the boy's flesh.
"Your attention, everyone," the boss wizard said. "The time has come to begin negotiations for your release. I require a messenger to carry my demands to the village of alchemists."
Barrett's hand shot up at once.
"Tobias and I will go."
He spoke before he could think better of it. When the boss's cold, dead eyes focused on him, he wished he hadn't drawn the man's attention.
"And who are you?" the wizard asked.
Steeling himself, Barrett said.
"Barrett Boyd, sir. My friend and I have been serving the group as scouts. We're hunters and can follow the tracks our team left right to the village, or at least close enough that someone will spot us."
"You certainly look like a hunter," the boss wizard strode over. "I suppose you'll do, though I only need one messenger."
"Then send me,"
a familiar whiny voice said. It was the noble that had been complaining since they left the capital.
"No one that matters will listen to a peasant. My father is a baron. The son of a noble has to be a better choice for this task."
The boss frowned.
"And are you capable of following the group's tracks? You don't look like much of an outdoorsman to me." "I'm sure I can. After all, if this lout can do it, surely I can."
As the debate continued, the wizard that had killed Dawson walked up to his boss and whispered something.
"Is that right? If the hunter is known to Baron MacLeod as well, then he's sufficiently qualified."
The dead eyes turned back on Barrett.
"You're hired, but just you. As a token of my faith in your ability, I promise that your friend won't be among the first group slain should the alchemists ignore my demands."
Tobias clutched Barrett's arm.
"Don't leave me here alone."
Barrett had been hoping to get them both out of this mess, but now that he'd spoken, backing out wasn't an option. Not if he wanted to keep breathing. He patted Tobias's hand, then stood. Hopefully, he could convince whoever was in charge at the alchemist's village of the seriousness of the situation.
"You can't be taking this fool over me," the noble said.
Barrett didn't think the man was especially brave, but it took a remarkable amount of stupidity to speak to these people in that tone. If he failed, Barrett hoped the useless fop would be the first fed to the wraiths. No one would miss him.